I have a couple of the magicians in studio with me right now. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So do you want to introduce yourselves? Tell me who you are.
So my name's Richard Young. I'm one of the grand illusionists in Champions of Magic.
Right.
And my name is Holly England, and I am another magician in Champions of Magic, and I do an artistic style of magic.
I have to say, Holly, I love your hair.
Thank you. She's got
bright, bright red hair. It is absolutely beautiful. So now the two magicians are with me. They're going to do a trick in a little bit. But first, tell me a little bit about Champions of Magic. You guys have been touring, and it's kind of a big show, right?
Yeah, it's a very big show. Lots of pyrotechnics, lots of fire, lots of grand illusion. It's a show for everyone, like from, you know, 2 years old to 82 years old, like, and everything in between. It's fun for the whole family. And yeah, so everyone's going to have a good time.
How did you guys first decide you were going to be like get into magic?
I think we've all got very similar stories, actually. You normally get one of those magic kits for Christmas when you're a little kid. and if you're not very good at sports, you find you excel in that particular area. And so for me, that was my sort of way into it. But Holly, you were a dancer and you worked for a magician, didn't you, for a while?
Yeah, so I grew up as a dancer, musical theatre performer. And one of the first dancing gigs that I booked was actually in a magic show, but as a dancer and a magic assistant. So I started off as the magic assistant rather than the magician. But I worked with a lot of the kind of greats, Hans Klok, who's a Dutch illusionist I worked with on a tour, and then with a lot of other kind of magicians you might know from like America's Got Talent and things like that. And then they kind of suggested that maybe I'd be good as a magician too. So they helped me a lot, and now here I am.
Now, who are some of your influences when it comes to magic? I mean, you named a couple of magicians, but is there one that stands out that you just really, really love and you don't get tired of seeing?
So for me, I'm the right age that David Copperfield was my hero when I was a kid.
Okay.
And yeah, like he's, in my opinion, obviously I've studied magic my whole life. If you look at everybody sort of in history or their body of work, sort of he's got the greatest sort of body of work. I mean, Houdini's like really famous. If you think about Houdini, it's a bit hard to get your head around. Why is this guy famous who's been dead for like 120 years? And I think that's quite a mystery in magic. Why this guy transcended time? But actually, Houdini only ever had about 2 hours of material in his career, whereas Copperfield has had got about 24 hours of like original, incredible magic. So for me, someone who studied magic my whole life, I sort of look to him as the greatest, really.
Okay.
And for me, I grew up obviously in England, and Paul Daniels.
Yes, the Paul
was
Daniels
one of
Magic
my,
Hour.
Yes, I loved it watching it as a kid, and of course, because I was a dancer, I loved Debbie McGee.
Oh, she was the best, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's who I wanted to be when I grew up. So,
you're gonna like it, not a lot, but you'll like it. Yeah. See, I used to watch it too.
You guys know that. Yeah.
Yeah, used to come on YTV when I was a kid. Never missed the Paul Daniels Magic Hour. So, so you guys are going to be at Festival Place in Sherwood Park. March 30th is the beginning of your shows.
They're already open, actually.
You're already open.
We opened last weekend, and it's been absolutely incredible here. It's quite an intimate venue. It's only 500 seats.
Yes.
And we're used to playing like 2,000 seat Broadway.
Okay.
So this show looks incredible. It's the world's biggest touring magic show that's here in Edmonton. We've got two trucks full of the biggest stage illusions, unbelievable production. And like, no joke, the people who saw it this past weekend have been writing on our Facebook page saying they're coming back next weekend. They're bringing people with them because I think it's far exceeding people's expectations. I think they're walking into this venue thinking they're going to see like someone with a few little magic tricks. And actually, it's this unbelievable Broadway production that's here. So yeah, the tickets are selling really quick, though.
They are. I was looking online on the website, and they're going so fast. So if you want to get your tickets, we do have a link up on our website, ravenradio.ca. And we're giving away a couple of pairs a little bit later on this morning, too. And apparently you guys are going to be doing a magic trick for me.
A little magic trick.
Yes.
Okay. Now, because it's radio, it's kind of hard to do. It's more of a visual thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to film it. We'll get back into the music for you. I'm going to film this, though, and we will put it up on our website. So thank you guys so much for stopping by the radio station.